Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'd like to say something.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin 4 miles.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
God, there was one week when you wore sweatpants every day.
Oh, you know what? If they were Sean John sweatpants, it would have been fine. But because they're Costco brand, it's like the worst thing I could do.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, I'm rolling out.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday morning. Hope your commute's going great. We're on 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Sadder story coming up here in about 12 minutes from now. Brady Henderson, ESPN Seahawk reporter, bottom of the hour. Little live PGA talk, some NFL peekaboo, if we have time. I don't know if we will, but if we have time.
I love a good peek-a-boo. NFL peekaboo.
Got to play a good NFL peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Text at the fan, text 950-325-1080. The TV experience watching college football is better than going to the actual event. I don't need to sit in traffic for 3 hours and have it be all day thing. I can watch all the other games. I'm going to start by saying you are 100% right. Watching games at home is far more enjoyable than going. However, part of the problem we're in right now as a conference is that there's too many of us out here on the West Coast that feel that way. And the attendance has lacked and interest in college football has lacked. And it's why we're not fetching a big TV contract. It's why our conference might cease to exist in the next 5 years. Because there's just not the same level of passion. And right, I'd rather watch at home. I could watch the other games. I don't want to sit in traffic. I totally understand it. There's a school out there that's trying to do something to just, you know, gin up a little excitement from their fan base and do something new for the game day experience. Did you see what Mississippi State football is going to offer their fans?
I have not.
You did not see this. So on one side of their stadium, they have like a top deck kind of thing that's basically bleacher seats, kind of, cheaper seats, but it's this big bleacher area. They have taken a section on each side of it. So about each 25, 35 yard line is where these are located. And they have torn out the bleacher seats and they are calling these the balconies. And so it's going to take a sizable investment in order to get these tickets. So these are not going to be cheap. But on these balconies, here's what you can do. You can go in early and set up a tailgate space essentially inside the stadium, including bringing your own refrigerator, your own cooler, your own booze.
They have like hookups and stuff.
They have hookups. They have outlets to charge your phone. Like they're calling them the balconies. And you can bring in whatever the hell you want to bring in. And you can tailgate in the stadium or you can come in right at kickoff with your cooler and watch the game begin right at the start. And they announced this yesterday. But it is going to cost you. Because these are, a $2,700 Bulldog Club donation plus a $225 minimum purchase of each season ticket. But this is their...
That's just too much money, though. Like,
that is way too much
doing?
Money. Way too much
Why
money.
Why are you pricing people out?
But let's get away from the money aspect of it. Like, I think you're going to start to see more of this, of teams trying to get, how do we add more excitement, add more value? Like, what can we do to get people to want to come? Because to that listener's point, he is right. The at-home experience cannot be beaten.
It cannot be beaten.
You can pee in your own bathroom. You don't have to wait in line. Yep. You can have your own food. You can take a dump if you need to. You can watch 10 games at once if you want. You can do whatever you want. That is undefeated.
It is undefeated. And the price points, I mean, that's a great idea for the balcony. I can tell you right now, as somebody that has participated at the, what is that section at Oregon State where they...
The terrace?
Yeah, the terrace section where you can drink at Oregon State Stadium that they redid a few years ago. I've participated in that as a game, and I've sat in the stands for a game. That part is dangerous.
The drinking part?
The balcony and the terraces, like, they're trying to do these things that sound fun. Do you know what ends up happening in reality when you participate in this? You end up drinking, you end up hanging out with friends, And before you know it, you're like clapping when there's a touchdown. You look over and go, oh, it's got a touchdown. Yay. And then you get right back into drinking and conversation and you're not really watching the game. I can't watch games in that environment anymore. Not because I'm an alcoholic. It's just because usually when I go, I'm going with friends and we're having fun conversation and it's kind of the atmosphere and, oh, let's have another beer and, oh, there's a football. Hey, first down. Hey, But you're not really paying attention to the game. Whereas, like, when I'm at home, yeah, I got booze. Yeah, I got food. But I have those things, and I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm still watching.
Yeah, you're locked in.
The game. When I've tailgated a second half. I've done the terrace thing. This balcony thing sounds awesome. And then I bring my own barbecue and I bring my own drinks. And now I'm cooking and I'm drinking and we're chatting it up and we're making fun of each other. Oh, a touchdown, Mike Leach. Hey, cool. Hail the Mississippi State. And then you're back into your conversation. They seem like good ideas. I can tell you firsthand, you go to the terrace, it just becomes like a more of a get together, a party, yeah, than it does like, hey, we're here to watch a football game.
I always chuckle when in the dark days of Mariner baseball, and you'd randomly flip on a game and the stadium would be empty. And then you'd look out at that center field bar that's in like left center.
Everybody's
and
landing.
It was packed.
Yep.
Absolutely packed. And people aren't paying attention to what's going on.
Me and the wife are going to be sitting in center field for the Brave game in September. I promise you, for an inning or two, we'll probably be standing up out of our seats, drinking near where they're serving them.
Now, this one is unique because I agree with you about something like the terrace. Like, we went down to an Oregon State baseball game a couple of years ago, and they have that, what are they, I don't know what it's called, off of the left field line.
I think it's also a terrace. The terrace of some sort.
It's where people go booze. And you go, I remember we ended up spending the entire game there, because why would you not? We're just hanging out having beers, and we didn't pay much attention to the game. You looked, hey, there's a double. All right. Then you get back in your conversation about whatever you're talking about, or you run into somebody you know and you talk to them.
I got pretty hammered for that game.
I did too. the difference here, though, at least I will say, is like it's a seat in the stadium. So like if I told you you could go to the game but bring your own cooler and just have a cooler underneath your feet. Like that to me is a big part of it. Like I want to go have I want to get a buzz on if I'm going to a college football game. I want to be able to have a couple of pops.
Sure.
The idea of having to go wait in line and spend $13 a Coors Light, like, no, thank you, man. I'm out on that. But you tell me I can bring in just a little cooler, no more than probably six beers with a little bit of ice so they stay cold, and I could put it right at my seat and I can kind of zone in on the game and just watch from there. That to me is that's an added impact. Somebody texted in that back in the 70s when Autzen first opened, the attendance was minimal and you could bring your own beer. People would roll up kegs on hand trucks to their own seats. Bring that back.
These teams were not very different at all, actually, until a certain person started writing checks.
I mean, come on, what are you talking about?
I don't blame you. It's the game.
Stadium should have like a corkage fee if you bring your own wine to a restaurant.
Yeah,
just say,
I'll pay
hey,
a little
if
bit.
You're going to partake, yeah, we need a little coverage under the blanket insurance policy, so here you go.
Where's the joint section? Like, why are we discriminating?
Hell, add it to it, dude. Why not? It's legal. Add it. Have a smoking section.
Call it the medical section.
You can't toke up at your seat, probably, but go go smoke out on the concourse.
Where are you sitting at? 126. Where are you sitting at? Glaucoma 202.
In the coming months, we will find out what the Pac-12 television deal looks like. Do people sign the grant of rights? All that stuff's going to get, deciphered out. I guarantee you there's going to be a huge portion of that next television contract that sucks for fans of in-game stadium viewing.
Well, it sucked last year. Me and him went to that UW game, and sorry to interrupt you, four different times during that game, we looked at each other and we're like, TV timeout, like these blow. Like, I don't want to do Franz lift the bread above your head on the camera thing. I'm not.
Raise the loaf.
I'm not dancing to Taylor Swift to get on the Jumbotron right now. And I'm not sitting in a section where you're giving me a free t-shirt. So it's like, it was the worst of all the worlds. I just wanted, and that was a good football game. Yep. Like, Oregon State damn near, they probably should have lost that game, but they didn't. And I'm just sitting there going, another TV timeout. Here we go. And you're just sitting there. And again, I don't mean to chastise anybody for not wanting to go. I'm not Mr. Perfect here either. I'm just telling you from my angle, I get it a lot. We're just as passionate. And it's okay, but you're just not. You're just not. You love your team, but there's a bigger percentage of the other one, and they go. And so that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up today of why are we not going to the Montana State football game? A lot of valid reasons at the text line. Don't blame anybody for not wanting to go. opportunities present himself, and here we are. They have a ton of tickets available.
People are now demanding section 420s and stadiums everywhere, and I can appreciate that.
Hell yeah, brother.
The point I'm going to make, too, is that it is only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse.
Oh, yeah, why would it get better? The prices are just going to go up, and that's going to alienate more people.
Right, and what makes the Pac-12 valuable from a television contract standpoint is their ability to play 7:30 games Pacific. That's where you make your money.
Well, they're leaning into that.
They are going to lean into it with ESPN. You know what?
Friday night games, get ready for that. Thursday night games. That's the three windows that you're going to hate the most. That Pac-12 is going to say, we'll take the money because we're desperate.
We need the money.
And, you know, how many more people are going to get alienated away from the Friday night game? Because they're kids in high school.
Exactly. Well, and on top of that, too, like they need to fill the 9 a.m. slots from the Big Ten.
That was a big part of it. Yep.
Are we going to start throwing games at 9 o'clock in the morning? Like for
ESPN needs it.
Viewing, it is going to suck for fans. Yep. It is all going to be catered to television. And so I think that's why I saw this Mississippi State story yesterday. And I thought, well, I wouldn't spend that much money just to bring in my own cooler. But if you told me there was certain sections where you pay an extra $20 per ticket and I could bring in a six pack with me, or you could bring in a joint with you to watch the game like that. Yes, that would impact my desire to want to go to that game instead of having to go through all the normal BS that sucks about going to a game of waiting for lines for beers and expensive stuff and all this. Like teams and schools are going to have to get creative and finding enticements to bring people into the stadium. Oregon State has already had four kick times announced this year. One of them is that Montana State game, which is a 5 o'clock kick. There are other three kick times that have already been announced. 7:30, 7:30.
Yep.
7:30. Now, two of those games are on the road. One of them's at home, but
they still that's blow nonetheless. Like
that's your lot.
Home or on the road, I can tell. Even when you watch the game at home on a 7:30 road game, it still blows because you're basically laying in bed by the fourth quarter, and you love your team. But if you're old and washed like I am, you're like you got one eye open. You're like, stay awake, stay awake,
stay awake.
First down, yes, okay. Come on.
Let's go, babes.
We went to that UW game, and I stood in line for a beer. I think we got one at halftime, and I remember just standing around looking, and I'm like, oh, I could just walk to my fridge from my couch, and it'd be so much better than these people fake wearing masks and just waiting for 30 minutes to get a beer.
Right, and you could have had a cooler at your feet right there. Reach down, crack open a Pelican, you're good to go for the third quarter.
I can't wait to be laying on my couch with my TV. Oh, God, don't go to games. You know what I'm anti, go to games.
I change it all. Don't go. Somebody said the Indy 500 does this. You can bring in your own cooler. Yeah. Pretty much anything goes.
NASCAR
sounds dangerous.
Does that, too.
I love it. Bring in whatever the hell you want, baby. College football should go that route. You got to entice fans to go, man. It's only going to get worse for the stadium viewing experience. We'll get to Brady Henderson coming up, bottom of the hour of ESPN. What's going on at Seahawk camp? But coming up next, your favorite segment, Stat or Story on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, one quick point before we get to Saturday story. Brady Henderson at the bottom of the hour. I think this is a brilliant idea. Somebody said, what about more TVs in the stadium to keep up with other games? And it breaks. They show updates. You have maybe an in-person personality that does a red zone kind of thing. Amen, dude. Instead of doing like a stupid, who's going to win this boat race on the Jumbotron? Have every time that there's a five-minute TV commercial break, give me a red zone personality that's going to, all right, here's what's going on. Michigan's playing Michigan State. It's 10-7. Look at this touchdown. Hey, Oregon's losing right now. Everybody cheer. Hey, you know, Washington. Yes, more of that, please.
Who doesn't love a good boat race, though?
The boat race.
The speed boat races?
Guess the hat. Which is it, the middle hat, the left hat, the right hat?
When you sit in the club section in Oregon State, inside is where the food and beverage is. It's packed during the game because people are indeed there watching the other games.
Exactly. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got, Jordan?
Your first number, 2.99. 2.99. Is it Luis Castillo's ERA this season? Included full season, Cincinnati Mariners.
Story.
Or is it the cost in dollars of a box of pumpkin spice Cheerios that are hitting the stores and selected markets this week, launching pumpkin spice season?
Story.
Yeah, I think it's lower than 2.99.
Okay.
Because it was, I want to say in the twos, he got traded.
Don't need explanations.
He gave up two runs against the Yankees last week and then shut him out for eight last night. So I think the ERA would have gone down. I'm going to say it's a story.
2.71 for Luis Castillo.
Boom, I knew it was lower than that coming from Cincy, and he hasn't been lit up yet.
It was 2.95 going into last night's game.
Here you go. I knew that.
Shutout innings.
Yeah, some home games at Cincinnati got out of control because a lot of home games at Cincinnati.
I don't think people realize how impressive it is to have a sub-3 ERA pitching in Cincinnati. That is a softball field. I could hit 40 home runs a year as a Red.
It's Dirk's least favorite season. Apparently, pumpkin spice season now starts in August.
What do you mean? I think you got that wrong. He is a pumpkin spice boy.
Hey, easy, easy. I am not.
Him and his wife are super big pumpkin spice.
My wife is. His wife is.
My wife. He's a PSL.
Hey, your wife's into it too.
No, she's
not.
So
there you go.
She is.
For a limited time, starting at $2.99, you can get the 10.8 ounce box of pumpkin spice Cheerios, a blend of pumpkin pie spices, including cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg.
This is that time of year where I have to balance being excited for the fall.
No, I don't want to see Halloween crap yet. I don't want to see pumpkin spice things yet.
Don't come to my house.
Stop it.
Don't come to my house.
Being excited but relishing the end of summer. Like, it's a weird balance. Like, I want to soak every second of summer that I possibly can.
Exactly.
But I'd be lying to you if I said a part of me isn't excited for a little chilly, kind of a cold Sunday morning. The red zone's on.
We get good falls here, though. We
do.
Our falls are
great.
It's good, crisp weather, and then it gets sweatshirt level at the end of the day. I don't mind fall.
As a fat, I love sweatshirt weather, too.
As
fats thrive in sweatshirt weather.
Your next number is 37. Is it the combined number of Grand Slam titles won in both singles and doubles competition by Serena Williams? Or is it the remaining number of Domino's Pizza's locations in the country of Italy that are being closed?
Easy.
Ending the American company's presence in that
100%.
country.
100%. This is a stat. I saw the story, and then I saw the story.
Boom,
Italy
bitch.
Kicked them the hell out of here and said, get your American crap out. We don't like your pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you see if you buy pineapple, too, by the way, in Italy, they make you sign a waiver that says you won't put it on pizza?
I'm moving to
Italy
now.
They are that anti-pineapple. That's too bad.
I'm moving there.
I thought me and Italy were going to be friends.
No, they understand.
Serena,
cuisine.
23 singles Grand Slam titles, 14 doubles with her sister for 37 total.
Greatest sibling tandem in sports history. You can't name two better.
Boy.
Giannis and Thassanis has an NBA championship together.
No,
what?
Not
Tough
where,
Acton,
not
Ted
where
Acton
both,
and Giannis.
Not where both have produced.
No, not to the level they've played. No, you can't match it.
Giannis counts for two Antetokounmpos.
I mean, he scored 31 points in 20 minutes yesterday, so you're probably not wrong.
I mean, you can't count the Currys in the NBA or
they don't match up.
Wins
they
or
don't match up. Yeah. Venus was the best tennis player before Serena became really good.
I'm trying to think. Is there anybody, any siblings that even come close?
You can't match them. You can't. Ripkins, get out of here.
What about Upton here? Upton here.
One is actually still trying to play baseball. The other's been out for like 4 or 5 years now.
Dude, when the Uptons were at their peak, very cool baseball tandem.
Great baseball tandem. We're talking about the GOAT of tennis and one of a top, what, 10 players in tennis?
Like, what about the Gasol brothers?
Nope. Not close.
No, Mark, not even close.
No, not at any one point was one of those players the best in basketball.
All right, well, I'll keep noodling.
Yeah. You can't. You're not going to find a better sibling tandem in sports history than the Williams sisters.
And one of the worst thought out maneuvers in business, Domino's decided they'd go into Italy in 2015 or 16. They had plan or 15. They had plans to open 880 stores. But no, they are in the process of closing the last 29 branches after a dismal appearance.
What did they think was going to happen?
I have no idea.
Like, come on. Like, you really thought that was going to succeed in Italy, of all places?
Dude. I mean,
Italy.
Alberto Nonino walked in and just dropped his junk and said, get out of here.
Go to some Asian country and open up, you know, a Panda Express. Like, this is going to be good.
Those...
Are there
that actually works in China. Whereas,
how does that
like,
work? You have authentic food and you'd rather eat Panda Express?
I mean, look at Russians with McDonald's. They're just going nuts because they don't have McDonald's
Well, they don't
anymore.
Have a good national cuisine. Well, they
no,
got potatoes.
They boil everything.
What is Russia's, like, what's their premier dish?
The potato.
Borscht.
Why are you saying the potato?
The potato.
I don't think that's how they talk.
That's how they talk. That's how it sounds.
No.
No. What about the Mannings?
No. Then the Williams sisters?
Four Super Bowl rings. Get you four of these.
It's really three, but sure. Let's give him the fourth because he limped his way to the finish line of that.
No. It counts.
You're still not better than the Williams sisters.
It counts, man.
It's American elitism is really what that was, and they got served a big slice of humble pie.
TJ and JJ.
TJ and JJ.
The Watts.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Your final number is 95.
Count us out. Everybody count us out. No, they didn't, JJ.
Is it the number of games Sue Bird dished out 10 or more assists in her WNBA career, including the playoffs?
Can you re-say the number? I'm sorry.
95.
95.
95.
Played her last home game.
What was, I missed the beginning. 95.
Is it the number of games Sue Bird dished out 10 or more assists in her WNBA career, okay, including playoffs? Mm. Or is it the number of years ago the first written reference of the s'more appeared, as it is National S'more Day?
Mm. Stat. No logic stat.
No logic stat. I feel no like logic a... stat. We're riding together. We die together. Bad boys for life.
Damn 98. It. 98 Damn games it. Of double-digit assists.
That's close.
In Sue Bird's 21-season WNBA career.
Is she the GOAT? Or is it Tarazi?
Sabrina.
I mean, she might at the end of the
I don't know.
Day, but she ain't in there yet.
For the WNBA?
Yeah, Lisa Gosling.
I think we forget
you think
Cheryl.
It's Lisa?
Didn't Cheryl Swoops win like the MVP?
Swoops, there
the
it is.
First three MVP awards.
Don't forget about Cheryl Cooper. She started with the Houston. Yep.
Cynthia Cooper.
Cynthia Cooper. You screwed me up there with Cheryl Swoops.
I was a big fan of Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I liked hanging with Mr.
Holly
Cooper.
Holly Pete Robinson.
Yes. Oh,
big fan.
Nice job, Rodney.
Yeah, good for him.
Good
Rodney
job,
Pete.
Rodney.
Good life. Starter, backup. No. Gorgeous wife. Good for him.
95 years ago, in an edition of the Girl Scout manual entitled Tramping and Trailing with the Girl Scouts, there was the mention of a this treat. And due to its addictive qualities, it was dubbed, quote, s'more. But yes, it was this. I found this interesting, though. They talked about the history of the individual ingredients. So the marshmallows and chocolate goes way, 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 way back. Graham crackers, however, invented by a Presbyterian minister, Sylvester Graham, who felt that a vegetarian diet would help suppress carnal urges, especially the scourge of self-pollution.
Is that a sexual reference or a
that
meat reference?
That is a self-love reference.
Yeah, as I say, is religion involved? You got to ask, right? That's fair.
That's right. So, yes. So it was thought to be a...
I indulge in those carnal...
A holistic...
You're a carnal?
You're a carnal guy? Carnal guy.
Are you down with the s'mores?
S'mores way overrated. Way overrated. You more likely than not... A good s'more is a good s'more. You more likely than not put a damn marshmallow on a stick. You cook it to how you like it. You eat it. You're done.
Worst of the three ingredients. Which ingredient do you like the least?
Well, but is it fun to touch the marshmallow to put it on?
You like, don't touch it. You have the sandwich man. You grab with the
yeah,
two
you grab
grams
with the crackers
because you want to lick your finger. You're touching it.
I don't touch it.
And also,
I don't
do
like
you,
the stickiness. It gets to the it's too sticky.
Dude, I want the stickiness all day. It's hard to get it off your finger, but I like it. I'm okay. I'm all in on it. A little white left over on the fingertip.
You okay over there? So, you all
right? What happened?
You doing okay? Somebody said, did Swag just say tramping in a Girl Scouts manual?
It's an old school term.
Tramping. Trailing with the Girl Scouts, in quotes.
Jeez.
Get your head out of
Why
the gutter.
Why is everybody's mind in a gutter?
God. What the hell's the matter
s'mores
with you?
S'mores way overrated. Do you like
yes,
the Hershey?
S'mores are way overrated.
Or the peanut butter cups? They've in... Peanut butter cups have infiltrated the s'mores
no,
group.
No, you go Hershey's.
No.
Stay in your lane, peanut butter cups.
I know. We
I
don't
need dark
you for
chocolate.
Everything.
I need dark chocolate. The Hershey milk chocolate. Ugh.
Also, I'm a fire marshmallow guy. Like, everybody's always like, you know, they're cooking for 10 minutes for a golden brown.
No,
you
burn it. I don't like mine catching on fire.
No, I do.
Yeah, you catch it on fire.
You blow it out, you eat it, you eat a little charcoal with that marshmallow. Wow. Sticky, it's delicious.
How does Brady Henderson follow this?
I don't know, but there you go. Statter story every Wednesday at 8:15. Well done. That was a good one. That was a good one this week.
S'mores overrated. They're so overrated.
Somebody, yeah, white sticky's got to be a drop. I mean, that's just, you know, it's got to be a thing. Okay, hey, Brady Henderson from Seahawk Camp. How bad is the situation up there? Have fun with this sports update.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back in. 8:36. I don't know how we move on from that last segment, but we will try nonetheless. And let's talk some Seattle Seahawks, shall we? Our friend Brady Henderson, at Brady Henderson on Twitter, Seahawks beat reporter for ESPN.
Brady, can I ask you, though, before first we get into football, are s'mores underrated or overrated to you?
S'mores are underrated.
Wow.
As my friends will tell you, every time we go on a camping trip or a backpacking trip, I'm the guy who insists that the s'more fixings are included in the prepacking list. So
okay.
I will always say underrated.
Do you grab the marshmallow with your fingers, or do you grab it with the graham crackers?
Come on. What do I do? I look like an amateur, like a s'more amateur here? Come on. You know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm going fingers. I'm not, I've got my fingers. These fingers have been hardened, okay, by years of grabbing smoldering hot marshmallows straight out of the fire.
Hell right? Yeah.
So I'm going straight finger.
Thank
if
you.
If I'm seeing anybody grab them with a graham cracker, I'm just losing all respect for you.
Just put a napkin on your lap already. What
this
are we
was
doing
a thing.
Here?
Thank
you.
Is this
thank
like the
you.
Wing thing? Like if you don't eat your whole wing, like that guy,
yes.
You know, they get upset. I didn't know
finish
this was even a
finish the chicken wing, grab
right.
The marshmallow with a finger, and you get the sticky stuff later.
Well, how about that?
I didn't, exactly.
Brady Henderson fired up about s'mores. That's a great way to start.
We'll deal with the burns. We'll deal with the burns later.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the quarterback position in Seattle because, Brady, I've been reading your reporting. I'm a little confused. Geno Smith is the guy. He looks good. He's playing good. He's going to get the start. But, hey, but Drew Lock looks good, too, and he played good in the mock scrimmage. Like, what's going on here? Is it really a competition? What's going on behind the scenes in Seattle?
Yeah, I think it really is truly a competition, but I don't blame you for being a little bit confused because it's been a little curious to me and to other people who cover the team because what we see every day is that there is not a noticeable difference between the two. At least there wasn't until that mock game on Saturday at Lumen Field where Drew Lock was clearly the better quarterback over Geno Smith. The numbers clearly say that, and also the fact that he got most of his work in that mock game, as has been the case generally, with the number two offense playing against the number two defense, and he outperformed Geno Smith, even though Geno Smith was playing with the starters on offense and against backup defenders. And so, and yet still it's kind of status quo. It's been status quo this week. And Pete Carroll even said that Geno Smith is still leading that battle this week, even after that pretty lopsided performance in the mock game. So my two theories are, in terms of what's going on, are this. I think it's either that the plan all along has been to divvy the reps up this way and to give Geno Smith almost all of the first-team reps for the first couple weeks of training camp and then at some point flip that and give most of those reps to Drew Lock and give those guys an equal time in sort of the driver's seat, so to speak. I think it's that and or. It is that Geno Smith is just doing a lot better job at the things that observers like me can't see when we go watch practice. And Pete Carroll, I think, kind of hinted at that the other day when he was asked why Geno is leading that battle. And he said he's doing things right. And then he mentioned the, you know, line of scrimmage stuff, handling the calls and the protections with center Austin Blythe. That's stuff that, you know, unless you played quarterback or unless you played in the NFL or played at that level, you're probably not going to pick that up because we're looking at who's accurate, who's throwing interceptions, who looks like they can make plays with their feet. We're kind of looking at the naked eye stuff. And it's a good reminder that there is, we can't really pick up on. And it sounds like Geno Smith is doing better, or at least was doing better at those things. But I think it could be a combination, one or the other, or a combination of those two.
Well, Brady, I mean, it's really unique. It's kind of odd. I was thinking about this yesterday because I was reading your stuff, and then I saw Pete Carroll on the NFL Network because I think they were there yesterday doing hits at these different camps. And it just kind of odd to say out loud and remind yourself they traded a quarterback in his young 30s. Like, you just don't see those kinds of moves. It's usually the aging quarterback being pushed out, whereas that relationship was kind of forced and ended. What is kind of the energy of their camp? It seems like they had a good draft, but question marks with health on the offensive line, questions at quarterback. You kind of wonder what that means for the receivers, one of which they just locked up on a contract. What has it been like in the first camp post Russell Wilson moving on to this kind of unknown era of Seahawks football?
Yeah, well, excuse me. If you ask people in the building, I would say that they would tell you that they are relieved to no longer have the Wilson situation hanging over their head and no longer have to deal with the drama that came with that. And let's face it, there was a lot of drama in the last couple of years, especially. And so I think at the same time, you know, as much relief as they probably have, or as it sounds like they do have with that, there is, I think, a lot of consternation, or at least there should be, about what the quarterback play is going to look like, because there inevitably is going to be some degree of drop off. Now, you know, a big reason why they traded Wilson, and there were a number of them, but you know, a big part of it, from what I understand, is they thought that he was in some level of decline, just as a guy who does not have the same mobility as he used to. and who, you know, he's 33, as you mentioned. That's pretty young in quarterback years, especially when you see Tom Brady playing at 45 and winning Super Bowls and whatnot. But I think I know that they had concerns about how his game was going to age. And so, and they felt like, for as good as he is, and I hope listeners don't take this the wrong way, because they very much thought he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But I think they are excited. I know that they are excited about having a quarterback who doesn't have some of Wilson's flaws. So he is going to be whatever quarterback they have, they feel like is going to do a better job of involving the tight ends, of getting the ball out on time, of not taking bad sacks, of throwing the ball to the middle of the field. And so, again, I know that they know that they're going to be worse off at quarterback. But I feel like there is some excitement just with, you know, with that. And then also just the rest of the team. It's not a full on rebuild, but they kind of turned over and got younger in a lot of places. And I think there's an excitement about a lot of the younger players. Again, this is what we're talking about on August 10th. You know, we'll see what happens when, you know, it's week four and you lose a lot of close games because you don't have the quarterback who was as good as any quarterback has been in a long time at pulling out, you know, games at the end. And so I think, you know, there's a certain hope that kind of springs this time of the year. And then when you get to games, you'll have to see if that hope is well-founded. But right now, I think there's an excitement with a lot of the youth on that team.
Yeah, I read that as they're excited to get back to playing football the way Pete Carroll wants them to play football. The preseason opener is Saturday. It's on the NFL Network, so people can watch it. We'll obviously get it here locally on TV and Portland as well. But 4 o'clock, the quarterback position is going to be storyline number one. What else are you looking for? What else is the team looking for in that preseason opener?
Yeah, quarterbacks are probably going to be number one, two, and number three for me. But, you know, I'm going to be looking at the cornerback battle. Cornerback and right tackle are really the other two position battles. And they're hurting at cornerback right now with some injuries. And so you're going to see a lot of their two rookies, Kobe Bryant on the left side and Tariq Woolen on the right side. And, you know, those guys have both been working with the second team defense behind Sidney Jones and Artie Burns. But those two guys are both out right now. And I would not imagine that they're going to play in that game on Saturday. And so you're going to see, you know, they feel like they've got two long-term pieces there that even if they're not ready to go right now, that they're going to be studs for them. And so they're going to get an early look at those two guys in that game. And then right tackle is the other one. Kind of a three-man battle right now. Jake Curran, Stone Forsythe, and then Abe Lucas, their rookie third-round pick. It is very, very rare, and I'll give you a stat on this. It's very rare for a team to start two rookie offensive tackles in week one, according to our stats department at ESPN. Since 1970, there's only been two times where that's happened, where a team has started a pair of rookie tackles in week one. So we know that, barring injury, of course, that Charles Cross is going to be the starter on the left side. If Abe Lucas wins that job, that would be a pretty rare feat for them. But he's got to beat out two other guys, and that's really the one of the three big position battles going on right now.
How's the starboard of your boat doing?
Well, let's see. The port and the starboard are both doing well. The bow is fine. There's nice. some debris back there. I got to get this boat cleaned up, but yeah, everything's going good over here.
Do you drive? I mean, it's unique. You're probably the only beat writer in the country that lives on a boat. Do you move the boat very often? How's that work?
There's two issues. So it's a bigger boat. It's 49 feet and it's in a pretty tight slip. And there's a much nicer, much bigger boat, that is off of my stern. And I get very self-conscious about getting it in and out. And so, we only take it out when my brother is up. He lives out of town. And when he's up, we take it out. So I more often will take my little dinghy out just because that's a lot easier for a dunce like me to maneuver.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull that as a drop. He pulls out his dinghy. And what's the name of your boat? Did you go like Stugatz type name or did you go something more conventional like Susan?
No, I did not name the boat. The boat, there's a seaplane flying overhead. Excuse me. This is a very Seattle conversation right now. But it is my dad owned the boat. He bought the boat and he named it after his grandfather who raised him. So that's the boat name remains the same.
There you go. Nice. Brady Henderson, man. Great stuff. He grabs life by the marshmallows and
yes,
he covers
he
the Seahawks for ESPN at Brady Henderson on Twitter. We always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for updating us on the Seahawks.
I thought you were going to say grabs life by the steering wheel in the pilot house of the boat, but I guess I don't really drive the boat all that much, so marshmallows are better.
You grab them by the marshmallows, man. You burn those fingers. Yeah. You risk it to get the biscuit.
Not
all right?
Candy ass over here. He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brady.
Sticky right, fingers. Thanks, sticky fingers. He's with me on
he
this
is.
One.
He's with
he
you on that
He knows
what
he's doing.
He is with you on
You're
that
soft.
One.
I mean, you were soft by admitting you grabbed
okay.
marshmallows
Would you
by
shut
crackers.
Up over there? Jesus. It is 8:47. What is your problem?
I talk too much?
Yes, you do. What, do you work in an industry where you got to talk? Close it up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Well, on the agenda that we did not get to today, Liv versus PGA played out in a courtroom yesterday. Also, it sounds like Cameron Smith is going to Liv, although he denied it yesterday. That was my Australian accent.
Why is he denying it if the Australian report
because
is
he wants
saying...
to win $20 million.
Oh, because he
why.
Wants to do the FedEx thing.
He's playing at the FedEx. He's
and then
playing
he wants to bounce. Him. Yeah.
And he also wants to play in the President's Cup.
He wants to play in the President's Cup.
So he'll
Cup
get
too.
That, and then he'll bounce.
Well, the President's Cup's not till
October.
October, yeah. So that's a weird one. He's not... I mean, you can't let... There were rumors that he's going to play in the next Liv event, which is in like a couple of weeks, I think. But I don't know.
Also, something I want to get to tomorrow that we just kind of ran out of time with. This is why we should be 6 to 10 a.m.
Or 7 to 10. Either or.
Ooh.
I'd love 7 to 10.
I'd like 6 to 10.
One more hour.
I would love doing a four-hour show.
Wonders for my life.
The one thing we didn't get to today... Have you seen USC has created an NIL?
Yes, I have.
Every player will make a salary, and the school does not want this to exist.
Well, guess what? On Friday, they are up in the dirty poll.
Ooh.
So there you go, a little double whammy for you.
A Vegas favorite.
We also didn't get to Roger Goodell saying that Deshaun Watson should be suspended for a year. We didn't get to the new owner of the Denver Broncos mispronouncing Roger Goodell's last name.
The Walton bro.
Called him Goodell. Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I have that.
We called him Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of him, too. I think he was there.
We can have fun with it tomorrow.
$4.6 billion and you don't know the commissioner's name?
Yeah, not ideal.
Must be nice to be a Walmart guy.
Didn't get to my NFL peekaboo. We didn't get to the most annoying college football fan bases.
It might be your team.
It might be my team.
Tweeted that out.
Disagree with Auburn. I've been around Auburn fan. They're delightful. And they came in at number two on that list. I did not agree with that.
I've heard mixed things about LSU. They also were not on that list.
Yeah.
Florida
I got
State missing
that.
From this.
Wisconsin fans should have been on there, too. Cool suspenders, bro. All right, there you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. At Turton Spragan, at 1080 The Fan. The dirty poll goes to Penn State tomorrow. Number 17, Penn State. Also, Ken Barkley, our buddy, will join us at 8. That'll do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listen to the 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.